Cuomo says procuring enough ventilators is the single greatest challenge, and he says Kushner, who is also a New Yorker, has been extraordinarily helpful in assisting the search. The governor estimates that as many as 30,000 ventilators will be needed when the virus peaks in a few weeks. He says the state already had 4,000 in its hospitals. New York has purchased 7,000 more, and the federal government is sending an additional 4,000. Cuomo says the U.S. does not need to buy enough ventilators for the entire country all at once. He says instead they can be shifted to hot spots like the one in the New York City area and then moved on to other places as the virus wanes in one region but picks up in another.
Once you address that hot spot with that intensity, intense equipment, intense personnel, then shift to the next hot spot and have more of a rolling deployment across the country than a static deployment.
State health officials are still exploring whether one ventilator could serve two patients, as was done in Italy when the virus overwhelmed that country's healthcare system. Cuomo now believes the state could need as many as 140,000 hospital beds in about 3 weeks, as the number of new cases increases at a steep trajectory. He says so far he's located 119,000 new beds. As hospitals make more room, the federal government sets up temporary hospitals and dorms at public universities are converted into bed space. He says right now every hospital in the state should have enough PPE, or personal protective equipment, as the state has purchased masks, gloves, and gowns, and entered contracts with vendors to buy more. But he says New York does not have enough for the expected need in a few weeks when the virus peaks.
Today, no hospital, no nurse, no doctor can say legitimately, I don't have protective equipment. Right now, and for the foreseeable future, we have a supply. We do not yet have secured a supply for 3 weeks from now, 4 weeks from now, 5 weeks from now, but we are still shopping.
The governor says he's been asking for a surge healthcare force to help out, and he says 40,000 medical professionals have already signed up. He says 6,000 mental health professionals have also said they'll help with a telemedicine site to help people cope with the stress. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.